Any kids here today? Come on, check out what's in here.
Looks like a real chore, but I tell you what.
If I was to give you a treat, would that make a difference? That make a difference? Can't try it. You don't like chocolate? Oh, I got one that's not chocolate. Okay. There we go. That's two for you. And do you like chocolate? Tom? Nice chocolate. There we go. Well, there's three for you. How's that? Oh, you got two, you got three. Do you think that's fair? Mm-hmm. You think it's fair? Because you don't like chocolate, right? But you think it's fair, okay.
I didn't hear the word chocolate.
Oh. Good ear. Good ears. Good hearing. Do you like one of those? Wonderful. So... So you got one, you got three, and you got two, and you don't like chocolate, okay. Do you think that's fair? Don't think that's fair? Do you think it's fair? Well, look, today we're going to be talking about a story in the Bible where there's some people that worked on a vineyard. You know what a vineyard is? Where they make wine, it's all grapes and things like that. And this owner of the vineyard, he used to go to people who he found to work just for the day. They didn't have a regular job, so they just had to work for the day. And he got hold of these people at 6 o'clock in the morning, and he said, "I'm going to give you a whole day's pay to work through till 6 o'clock tonight. How about that? That's a 12-hour day." Anybody here? Does your mum and dad work 12 hours? Probably not. Probably not. Maybe longer than that, I think, at some times of the year. Maybe this is one of them. So, so they came and they worked and it was good. And then about 9 o'clock in the morning, he needed more workers. So he goes out and he gets some more. And he comes back and he said, "I'm going to pay you what's right." And then 12 o'clock, he needed more workers. So he went out and got some more. And he says, "I'm going to pay you what's right." 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he needed more workers still. The job wasn't done. There was a lot of grapes to bring in. The sun was cooking down on them, about 35 degrees probably. And he comes back and he said, "I'm going to pay you what's right." And then he needed still more workers. I mean, it was busy, busy. So he went out and he got these workers. So I need some extra help with these. Oh, by the way, at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, he went and got some more. And he said, "Would you come work in my vineyard? And I'll pay you what's right." And they said, "Yeah, that's a pretty good deal." So they didn't ask how much they're going to get paid. And so how many people do you think he hired? About that row there, that's right. Hired all those people there. And those that he hired at 6 o'clock, he was going to pay them two of those. One, two. And those that he hired at 9 o'clock in the morning, how many do you think he gave them? One or three?
Three.
Three? No, he gave them two.
I've got three in here.
And then he hired some people at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. How many did you give them? Two or three?
Yeah.
Two. That's right. Good answer. And hired some more people at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. How much did you give them?
Yeah.
Two. Oh, right on. You can count. That's good. And then thought, they only had two, and somebody else has paid three. I'm generous, I'm going to give them an extra one. That's not three. That's fair. Somebody worked all day, somebody else only worked for an hour, and they all got paid the same. Does that sound fair? You think?
No, it's not fair. It's good though, isn't it? Especially for the one that only worked 1 hour. What do you think? I think that's good pay for working an hour. Do you think it's good pay? I think it's exceptional. What about the person who worked for 12 hours? Did they think it was good pay? Tell you what.
Do you think the owner of the vineyard had the right to do what he did? Pay somebody three, somebody else three, somebody two, somebody one? He did because he was the owner. And we're going to be talking about that a little bit later. But if you've got some questions about why it's fair or why it's not fair, I think you should ask your Sunday school teacher, your mum and dad. You don't like chocolate, so I tell you what, I'm going to give you no on those. And I better make sure I've got the right amount here. Another one for you. It'll glue your teeth. By the way, is anybody here a dentist? So, we survived. We survived. Sure. Let me pray for you, and it's time to go to Sunday school. Okay. God, we thank you for children. Thank you, Lord, that you've said of such belong the kingdom of God. We pray for these ones who go out to Sunday school now. Bless them and those who teach them this morning. May they enjoy this time together and learn of your ways. Amen.